What other consequences don't we know about? For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. The more we break away from the biblically prescribed structure of marriage and family, the more we confront challenges we never intended or expected. For example, two former lesbian partners in Kansas, a state that doesn't recognize same-sex marriage or adoptions, went against doctor's orders in 2009 and solicited a sperm donor via Craigslist. A man donated sperm so the couple could have a child. Now the couple split up, faces financial hardships, and has applied for government welfare programs. But Kansas law forbids biological parents from signing away their responsibility to unsanctioned parents. So the state is suing the sperm donor for child support. Most family laws like this exist to protect children, which helps society at large. More and more, we find these interests colliding with our growing self-first cultural mentality, particularly in the area of sexuality. Children are often the collateral damage. I'm John Stone Street.